Shalom, אנחנו לומדים את
Hello, we'll be reading the article Love of Friends 2 by the Rabash. You can find it in the writings of the Rabash, and you can find it also on our website, kabbalahmedia.info, where you can find all of our texts, and you can send us questions live on kab.tv, some of which may be answered here during the lesson. So,
the wisdom of Kabbalah is meant to bring us to the revelation of reality, so that we won't just exist inside of some small, narrow reality which we feel in our five bodily senses, rather that we will truly discover the real reality, in which we exist not through our beastly body, but rather through our spiritual body. That is, to develop additional senses in which we will feel a super existence. And in order to develop the feeling of a higher reality, we need a few conditions. We have to develop it by ourselves. By us, ourselves, managing this thing. Of course, together with the upper force, in partnership with him. So that we are with him and he is with us. So that we understand already that in the spiritual development we attain the upper force, our soul, that is the partnership between us and the upper force. This entire process that we are going through comes by us awakening nature, that besides the fact that he has established us in our present state through our demand a directed demand from us, we aim ourselves to open up nature to the revelation of the Creator, in other words, so that we will change ourselves in such a way that we will be able to feel him, to perceive him, to identify with him, up to equivalence, adhesion, and to develop ourselves into a state where all of the upper nature, the upper force, will be able to be revealed in us. That is, that we will acquire also both a kli, a desire, and also its development, so much so that it will be suitable for us, visible for us, to receive, to feel the upper force, to identify with it, and as we call it, to be in adhesion with it. All of these stages, we have to discover them while we are living here in the corporeal reality that is felt in our five unchanging senses, the degree of the still, and to add to this corporeal reality, a spiritual reality that we attain more and more gradually. until the end of correction, Gmar Tikkun, until we will correct our entire great spiritual will to receive, in which we will discover this super reality.
כאן יש לנו בדרך
along the way we have a few means that we study. How do we achieve it? We were given in our small, narrow corporeal reality in order to open up the spiritual reality, in order to discover the spiritual world, so that even though we exist on the lowest degree, there is none other like it, how can we nevertheless manage, conduct our own development, which is what the upper force wants, for us to begin by ourselves to ascend in our awareness, and there is a problem in that. We don't understand, and also we don't really want it, because we have to act against our desire. It's not that spirituality is not interesting or not attractive. It is attractive in the opposite way. What we want is not spirituality. What we want is some result, outcome from spirituality, which is impossible to get. We want to know, we want to understand, we want to feel. But spirituality is different. In spirituality, the more you can give, the more you can rise above the desire that keeps growing within you, the opposite spiritual desire grows within us, which is called the will to receive. That doesn't exist in people of this world, ordinary people. Rather, it only exists in special, unique people that are destined to discover spirituality, and therefore a special will to receive grows within them. Seemingly an anti-spiritual one. They start to feel attraction to all kinds of lusts, passions in this world. One who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater. And so here we have a kind of a problem. How do we digest this path? Many of our friends drop out because they cannot agree with this principle that the more we advance, it seems to us that we are growing in the opposite way. Actually, in rejection from spirituality, in indifference relative to how it was before. When I was drawn to spirituality, now it's the opposite. I don't want it. I don't find any benefit in it, any taste, etc. So we have a problem that one who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater, that we receive the opposite force, a force that is against spirituality. And we have to realize that here it is only through persistence, only by reminding ourselves and each shall help his friend, only in such a way we will be able to advance correctly, so that we will constantly be in a fight with the upper force, realizing that his help is in that he rejects us, so that we will constantly develop against that the opposite response, reaction. that even though he is rejecting us, we want to break in. And specifically by us feeling this rejection, understanding the rejection in the right way, we advance. In our world, it is clear to us. When we go from one grade to the next one in school, let's say, then we're given bigger exercises, a bigger demand each time. And here, there's a question, do we agree with it or not? If we don't agree with it, then we just drop off the path. And we let go, we become less than what we could have reached. But if we do understand that this is the way, and we have to overcome, and we have to continue and break through, then we can succeed.
And
especially us, we're rewarded with a very special lifetime, and we get help from above, specifically by being given such clear signs of advancement, where each time both the external world and also our internal world and the connection between us, it all changes according to the very last stages of the correction already. That the biggest problem is that people forget that we advance specifically in such a way through increasing rejection. It is, as Bala Sulam describes to us in
the
Creator seemingly is running like a deer running away from us, but we have to realize that by that he's turning his face backwards. Specifically through this distancing, we need to understand his attraction, that he is by that pulling us, following him into spirituality. And we must not forget about that. We have to speak about it more and strengthen ourselves. Even though the whole world is showing us how much we exists in the whole of reality, in the whole of humanity, that is deteriorating more and more, and they don't know from one day to the next what is happening to it. And we do realize somehow, we do understand this process somehow. Nevertheless, we still need great strengthening between us. And we have to constantly care that we will reinforce ourselves and advance quickly and certainly relative to the world that is deteriorating so rapidly. We need to see that the invitation of the Creator to come in. Well, let us approach the study materials. And here too we have this issue about what you were asking nicely about, how come without
how to reach, or why specifically it is that through love of friends you reach adhesion with the Creator.
I would even say even more, why without achieving love of friends I cannot achieve contact, even contact with the Creator. It's something very important, qualitatively, something that wasn't like that as a condition for Kabbalists. It was like that in Babylon with Abraham when he said that love your friend is yourself, and love covers all crimes, that connection is the primary thing. And later on also, but not so much as now, when a very important layer in the will to receive is becoming revealed, and this is what we now have to do. Only inside of the love of friends, or connection, let's say, only out of connection between the friends, can we reach connection with the Creator. This is the Kli, the connection between the friends, and the Creator is the light that fills up the Kli. This is why it is impossible any other way. We have to position the Kli correctly, and then we discover the fulfillment in it. Well, yeah, let's approach the materials. If you have any questions, please go ahead. If you want to ask anything, don't be shy. Immediately put up your hand or put up the question mark and we will hear you. So, well, go ahead.
The writings of Abash, Love of Friends 2. Love thy friends as thyself. Rabbi Akiva says, it is a great rule in the Torah. It means that if one keeps this rule, all the details are included in it. Meaning, it is taken for granted that we will come to the particulars effortlessly, without having to work for it. However, we see that the Torah tells us, what does the Lord seeketh of thee? To fear me. Thus, the primary requirement from a person is only fear. If one keeps the commandment of fear, all the Torah and mitzvot, commandments, are contained in that, even the commandment of love thy friend as thyself. Yet, according to the words of Rabbi Akiva, it is the opposite, meaning that fear is contained in the rule of love thy friend. Moreover, according to our sages, the meaning is not as Rabbi Akiva says. They referred to the verse, the end of the matter, all having been heard, fear God and keep His commandments. For this is the whole man. The Gemara asks, what does it mean, this is the whole man? Rabbi Elazar said, the Lord said, the whole world was not created but for this. However, according to the words of Rabbi Akiva, it seems that everything is contained in the rule, love thy friend. Nevertheless, we find in the words of our sages that they said faith is the most important. They said that Habakkuk came and declared that there is only one, the righteous shall live by his faith. The Marasha interprets, the thing that is most conclusive for any person from Israel at any time is faith. In other words, the essence of the rule is faith. Accordingly, it follows that both fear and love thy friend are contained in the rule of faith. If we are to understand the above, we must examine closely the following. 1. What is faith? 2. What is fear? And 3. What is love thy friend as thyself? The most important thing is to always remember the purpose of creation, which is known to be to do good to his creations. Thus, if he wants to give them delight and pleasure, why are these three above mentioned matters, faith, fear, and love thy friend? It means, why are they necessary? It means that they need only qualify their vessels to be able to receive the delight and pleasure that the Creator wishes to give to the created beings. Now we must understand for what these three above mentioned things qualify us. Faith, confidence included, gives us a preliminary belief in the goal, which is to do good to his creations. We must also believe with certainty that we can promise ourselves that we too can reach that goal. In other words, the purpose of creation is not necessarily for a select group. Rather, the purpose of creation belongs to all creations, without exception. It is not necessarily the strong and skillful or the brave people who can overcome. Rather, it belongs to all the created beings. Examine the introduction to the study of Ten Sefirot, item 21, where it quotes Midrash Rabbah. This is the blessing. The Creator said unto Israel, "Regard, the whole wisdom and the whole of the Torah are easy. Anyone who fears me and does the words of Torah, the entire wisdom and the whole of the Torah are in his heart." Thus, we must also use faith to have confidence that we can reach the goal and not despair midway and flee the battle. Rather, we should believe that the Creator can help even a low and ignoble person like myself. It means that the Creator will bring me near to Him, and I will be able to attain adhesion with the Creator. Yet, to acquire faith, fear must come first. As it is related in the introduction to the book of Zohar, fear is a commandment that contains all the commandments in the Torah, since it is the gate to faith in the Creator. According to the awakening of one's fear in the Creator's guidance, so one believes in the Creator's guidance. It ends there. The fear is lest he will lessen the giving of contentment to his Maker. This means that the fear that one should have with regard to the Creator is that perhaps he will not be able to give contentment to the Creator, and not that fear will concern one's own benefit. It follows that the gate to faith is fear. It is impossible to reach faith by any other way. To acquire fear, the fear that one might not be able to give contentment to his Maker, he must first desire and yearn to bestow. Afterwards, he can say that there is room for the fear that he might not be able to sustain the fear. However, one is usually afraid that perhaps his self-love will not be complete, and he does not concern himself with not being able to bestow upon the Creator. By which substance can one be brought to acquire a new quality that he must bestow, and that reception for oneself is disqualified? This is against nature. Though at times one receives a thought and desire that he must abandon self-love, which comes to us by hearing of it from friends and from books, though this is a very small force, which does not always shine for us, so we could constantly appreciate it and say that this is the rule for all the commandments in the Torah. Thus, there is but one counsel. Several individuals must come together with the desire to abandon self-love, but without the sufficient force and appreciation for bestowal to become independent without help from the outside. Now, if these individuals annul before one another, since each of them has at least potential love of the Creator, though they cannot actually keep it, then, by each joining the society and annulling oneself before it, they become one body. For example, if there are 10 people in that body, it has 10 times more power than a single person does. However, there is a condition. When they gather, each of them should think that he has now come for the purpose of annulling self-love. It means that he will not consider how to satisfy his will to receive now, but will think as much as possible only of the love of friends, the love of others. This is the only way to acquire the desire and the need to acquire a new quality called the will to bestow. And from love of friends, one can reach love of the Creator, meaning wanting to give contentment to the Creator. It turns out that only in this does one obtain a need and an understanding that bestowing is important and necessary, and this came to him through love of friends. Then, we can talk about fear, meaning that one is afraid that he will not be able to bestow contentment to the Creator, and this is called fear. Hence, the primary basis upon which the building of sanctity can be erected is the rule of love thy friend. By that, one can acquire the need to bestow contentment upon the Creator. After that, there can be fear, meaning fear of perhaps not being able to give contentment to the Creator. When actually past that gate of fear, he can come to faith, because faith is the vessel for instilling the Shekhinah, or divinity, as it is explained in several places. We thus find that there are three rules before us. The first rule is that of Rabbi Akiva, being love thy friend as thyself. Prior to that, there is nothing that provides a person with the fuel enabling him to modify his situation even a bit, as this is the only way to exit from self-love toward love of man, and the feeling that self-love is a bad thing. Now we come to the second rule, which is fear. Without fear, there is no room for faith, as Baal HaSulam says. Finally, we come to the third rule, which is faith. After all the above-mentioned three rules have been acquired, one comes to sense the purpose of creation, which is to do good to his creations.
We see that seemingly the path is built out of several conditions, and besides the fact that they join and they change and they follow each other in a straight way and in the opposite way, we have the issue of the degrees, the states, where in each state these three components, love, fear, and faith, also exchange. And therefore, can't be there with some device and measure how much faith do I have, how much fear do I have, how much love of friends do I have. Am I ready for it or not ready for it? These are things that we don't yet have the possibility to meet, to measure. Rather, all in all, through each shall help his friend, if we work together and attend, there we are able to do it. It's like playing a ping pong with a ball that you throw from one to the other, or standing in a circle and throwing the ball between us. This is how we need to always allow the others to be inspired from whatever I have and whatever I don't have and I want to have. And that way, as we bestow to each other with influence each other with fear, love and faith, we very quickly achieve what we need. Certain conditions or some merging of these conditions of fear, love and faith, and we reach a state where the Creator can already be revealed between us through these preparations. Any questions? Yes.
So I understood that the first rule from which this whole process begins is love thy friend as thyself. How do we even reach, well, that awareness, first of all, that this, the insight that this is the first step, and also how to accomplish it?
From the wisdom of Kabbalah, we learn that the work of the Lord has to be with those exact conditions that the Creator establishes for us. We cannot reach the revelation of the Creator, adhesion with the Creator, rising above our present desire, and seeing the upper reality if we don't use the existing elements correctly. I cannot just disconnect from this world and to be flying in the air. Therefore, Kabbalists explain to us that this method is a very practical one, very realistic and natural, meaning with our nature and with the surrounding nature, with the nature of the group of people. We have to work with all of these things, but to work in a special way towards a special goal. And then this world becomes worthwhile for me, and I understand why I exist in it and how I can use all of the elements that I have here before me. That's it. Now, the wisdom of Kabbalah explains to us something very simple. The Creator created a single will to receive, and we live inside of this will to receive, all of us and the whole of nature around us, the still, vegetative, and animate, and we are nourished from the still, vegetative, and animate, but we belong to the speaking degree. And on the speaking degree, human beings, they are also divided into these four parts, the still, vegetative, animate, and speaking. And the still, vegetative, and animate in the human species, they live their life the way it is in nature. But we also have the speaking within the speaking. Those are the ones who receive some attraction to discover where am I from, what am I, why, what for, what is the purpose of my life, etc. Those people reach the wisdom of Kabbalah if their desire is a true desire. Then the wisdom of Kabbalah explains to them that all in all we belong to a single desire. And this desire was broken. It is divided into many parts. That is what we call the sin of the tree of knowledge. Why? Why is it so? In order to bring us to the awareness of godliness, we have to comprise two discernments. One is the opposite of godliness, meaning the opposite of unity, of total integralness that is in nature. And the other one is what we acquire from the separation, from the different parts that we are built out of to begin with. We have to assemble out of them a single thing, a single system. And we don't have the possibility to know how we have to combine my ego with his ego and his ego, and how do we put together this puzzle. It is truly impossible. We don't understand anything about it. But we were given something else. You can invite the upper light called the reforming light, and it will do it for you. Then you will see how you are asking, and the way it, according to your request, appears, and how it puts together all of these parts, and out of the separation and connection, you will start to understand what is the intention of creation. Why did the Creator do it in such a way? And then you will see that also in this world, even in corporeality, we grow in this way. We play with connections, and we see more and more connections between the different parts of creation and how complicated it is all. And especially during our times, we discover that nature is global and integral, that we are all interdependent, etc. And it is becoming revealed specifically on top of greater hatred between people and rejection, and this is how it is with us also. So we are being brought to the good fate, and we're told, take that, start connecting in a small group, and in that small group, all in all, just 10 people like yourself, you can measure, you can see, you can get to know, you can build a kind of a laboratory where inside that connection between you, good or bad, and in all kinds of different manners, you will start to discover the laws of creation on the speaking degree, on the highest degree that doesn't exist in nature. You're not going to see that in nature, because nature is a still, vegetative, and animate, and the speaking does not exist in nature. He exists above the animate degree. And this is how we should truly implement, take advantage of this opportunity that we were given, that through the right assembly of connections between us, even though we are egoists, when we ask that the Creator will connect us. So first of all, then you have a connection with the upper force. You turn to Him. And you have a drive, a need for Him to build that connection. So this, you have no choice. You talk between you in a corporeal manner. You exist in a ten, also in the form of the still, vegetal, and animate. But you can also be in the form of the speaking. So here you have the whole of creation inside of the ten. And in the connection between you, you can also invite the Creator in there so that He will manage the connection between you and will show you all of the different states, for and against. And you just have to realize that right here, in this place, in the connection between us, we discover this super reality, and to the extent that we can discover that reality, to that same extent we're included in it, and we begin already to be members of the next world. That's why we only need to focus on the ten and on all of the processes that the ten has to go through. And this is very difficult because our ego works specifically against all of that, and it is operating correctly. The Creator is awakening it precisely in quantity and quality in the right way. Why? In order for us to need Him. The thing is not that we should draw some force, activate some engine, turn on some engine, and then we will discover some form that is hidden for now, but rather that we will reach a more internal connection with that very force. This is why here we're facing failure in our work, in that we don't understand how to do it, how to implement it, because we lack another component here. What we lack is a true plea to the upper force itself. As it says, Israel, the light, and the Creator should be connected. Israel is the person who is longing to reach Yeshar Kel, but he doesn't know precisely how. Oaita, the Torah, or the light, is a connection in the ten done by the upper light. And then we achieved in all of the connection in the ten through the degree of zero, through the left line, then the right line, left, right, meaning showing us how opposite we are, how much we reject each other, and how much we can connect. And that way we can advance. But the most important in all of these states and in the entire process and in general is and what it is all for to begin with, why it was all created and established in such a way, it is in order to reach the Creator, the root to which we long, as Baal HaSulam writes. And this is why we have to pay attention that the plea to the Creator must be present here, and it has to be more directed. That it's not that we just turn to Him to help us, but rather we turn to Him to help us, so that in our connection we will discover Him. And by that, bring Him contentment, as He wants to give us by that. And then it means that by that we reach equivalence of form, unity, adhesion. I to my beloved, and my beloved to me. And this is how we should advance. That is, in the work in the ten, each one in his ten, and in the general ten also, we have still what else to examine from our goal, our work, and what to add. I hope very much that in this work that we're now doing with you, we will be able to implement all of these requirements, these conditions that Rabash is writing to us about in these social essays. And that way we will reach our Congress in a form that we will be able to actualize the connection, the unity, Israel, the light, and the Creator in a complete manner, at least the very first one, so that we will all see what is Israel, Israel, and what is Oaita, the Torah, or the light, and what is the Creator, and how they together produce a result, so that we will start to be in the very first adhesion with the Creator.
Shirlot.
Any questions?
Can. Oh,
you didn't get an answer?
I got an excellent answer. I just want to say thank you for this captivating answer and to ask to get rid of this illusion of being separate, different bodies and all that. Please, so thank you.
Yes?
Can it be said that anything I perceive outside of me is also the corrected vessel of the upper force and my own corrupted vessel?
Yes, but I don't see the corrected vessel. And accordingly, I don't even see the corrupted vessel.
So if I feel that on one hand I feel like hugging you and on the other hand strangling you, that's natural and it's fine.
It's fine, but what do you do with it?
And then if I make a tzimtzum and masach, I come to you and I tell you that I feel like both hugging you and strangling you, and then the question is if you're in the degree of high, of animate, you'll send me back into me, myself. Or if not, then you'll feel that there's some dark room we can enter together.
Well, I don't quite understand precisely what you're saying, but I guess, well, that's along the way we have such scrutinies.
Ken.
From the article, I don't quite manage to understand the connection between love and fear, but I didn't manage to understand the connection between love your friend as yourself and faith. Love the other as your friend as faith.
Faith is a concept that normally confuses us very much. Faith is the kli, the vessel. Faith is bestowal. It's something that I develop out of my own will to receive when I integrate with the Ten, in the Ten, and annul myself before them. And by my efforts, I summon the reforming light. Then, within my will to receive, I receive a certain illumination from above, which builds in me the quality of bestowal. Now, the quality of bestowal, which is revealed within my will to receive, is called faith.
So,
faith is the power of bestowal. And so, according to that power of bestowal, in its magnitude, I can come to feel the Creator, because He too is the bestower. So, according to this equivalence of form with Him, I can begin to come into contact with Him. So, faith is the vessel. That's why the Rabash says that we have the love of friends. We need to establish some sort of connection. After that, we have fear that perhaps we'll get there, perhaps we won't. Are we capable of it or not? Where is the connection between us, yes or no? Out of that fear, we come to a prayer, a request. Where can I find the connection between us? And then, from that fear, we reach revelation, the light of the purpose of creation. Within the light of chasadim, the light of ahuma is closed, which is the revelation of the Creator to the created being. The created being is measured according to the light of faith, or the extent to which Malchut can rise to Bina, in other words. That's the degree of the created being. And then, according to the extent to which it can elevate his will to receive, he can elevate his will to receive to Bina, meaning to turn it to in order to bestow. By that, he builds the vessel in which the Creator is revealed, is clothed, the light of Chokhmah, which appears within the light of chasadim. All right. As if everything's clear.
No teshal.
Well, ask.
Hello, good morning, everyone. Without resistance, can I reach faith? If I don't feel any resistance, if I feel I don't have any resistance in me, can I reach faith?
If there's no resistance, it's a sign that you're going nowhere. Not even meriting this objection, resistance.
It comes from fear. From fear comes the resistance.
There's no fear either. Without this resistance, there's no fear. Because fear is, could I bestow? Perhaps I can't. Am I ready to connect with the friends? Am I able to bestow to the Creator? Am I? If or not, you don't have that either.
As the size of my resistance, the more I overcome resistance, the magnitude of my resistance, that's the magnitude of my faith?
Yes, but you don't have that yet. So how to reach that resistance? How to reach the fear? So you reach fear by making efforts to connect with the friends. Love of friends.
And resistance comes from above?
Yes, the resistance comes from above, on the condition or to the extent to which you want to connect with them on your level, to the extent that you understand it and are able to do it.
Thank you very much.
But you need to invest in this, and to invest in the form of the circle. If you invest by yourself, it won't help either. Here we must, in this work, we must have a few people, if not a 10, then a group of 5 or 3, but there must be several. Then you'll get the desired outcome. You'll feel fear, you'll have the fear. Do I truly have this relation to the friends, this attitude towards them, yes or no? Then I turn to the Creator for help. We use the Creator first in order to establish the proper relations between us. Yes, the Creator is first the power that builds, that helps. I need Him to do work. The power that brings faith. And later, when I have these things, then I see that I need to reveal Him, to bestow upon Him. Without that, or before that, I don't have the proper vessel with which to turn to Him. It's like a baby. He doesn't understand. The baby doesn't understand what he needs to do, but he just plays round as he is. Only after, well, he uses his parents, let's say it that way. Only after he grows, he begins to understand that he needs to also give, to reciprocate, to help. All right? Yes.
Morning, Rav. I'd like to focus on what I heard. So, if I'm in a 10, I can work with some of them and reach a different kind of advancement?
I don't understand.
You said a minute ago that...
No, explain yourself fully.
There's a situation where I'm in a 10 and not everyone is working in the same way.
No one dances exactly like the other.
Right, so if in the 10 I find 2 or 3 friends that I can work with them already on a different level, on the level of understanding of where we are supposed to advance, should I work with them in this way? Should I do arvut, have arvut with them? To put it simply, with 4 out of the 10?
No, that is not good. That is not good to segregate like that, to separate. It's not good.
So how can I advance if we're so homogeneous? Sorry, heterogeneous. Heterogeneous.
You advance with whatever the Creator gives you. You have a 10, that's it. You're done. You don't need other calculations. You need to reach a connection with them. The fact that you cannot have them, hold them, all of them in your field of vision, right? You're built that way. You're built that way. But you need to have, you have 9 you can perceive, that's how you're built. It's like Malchut with respect to the 9 Sfirot.
And if I only manage to perceive 4, is it not worthwhile for us to work between us and then pull the others also?
No. To pull others, I don't know, perhaps there are certain activities you do in the 10 with a few people in order to connect with others, the others, in a tighter bond every time, perhaps, could be. But it's not that you want to be separate with those 4 off to one side.
No, God forbid, not to be separated, but to be stronger and to strengthen the others.
No, I don't know about these words, you know, to get to grow strong, to strengthen others. These nice words are very dangerous. Yes.
Do we achieve the light of chasadim by working on the line of merit?
The light of chasadim comes from above as the will to bestow that reaches a person, comes to a person, and that person doesn't know, doesn't understand its source, where it comes from, how it clothes in him, but it comes, and out of the fact that it clothes in the person begins to get to know it. This quality, the quality of bestowal.
Isn't it related to one's efforts to?
Yes, of course.
To work on the having these friends on this line of merit.
Yes, of course, of course. It's a direct outcome of that. Right? Yes, who's there?
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, everyone. The first rule by Rabbi Akiva, love thy friend as thyself, before that there is nothing that will give the person any fuel so that he can move from any at all from his the state that he's in, because only through that there is a possibility to emerge out of love of self-love to love of others and feel that self-love is something bad. So my question is, in terms of the world kli, what does it mean, love of others?
Our world kli, global, the global Bnei Baruch kli. We want all of our groups and individual students, everyone. We want everyone to reach a state where we feel as one ten, a single ten. All of creation, in fact, is but one ten. 10 nor 9, 10 nor 11. But, there is only one partsuf called neshama. But we can't, from our state in this world, to immediately skip to that matter in such a way where everything is just one soul, one system. But it is as we do in our world. We start from one cell, right? We examine it, we study it, we see what's happening in it. Then a collection of cells, these cells are connected together into a special organ, let's say the liver, you have the lungs, and the heart, and each part has its own character, its own nature, its own laws governing its operation, and then these systems connect together as super systems, and so on. Regardless, if we are in a ten together, like the ten of Rabbi Shimon and other such tens that Kabbalists assembled throughout history, we are capable of achieving everything. You get to the end of correction in your ten. You don't even need to come out of it. You will see. You will see things revealed into you in the ten, which will force you to come out of it. But again, this will be in order for you to see your ten as more universal. We don't ever drift away from our original ten. I go to work to connect with all the tents in the world, the whole world kli. But alongside that, with all my impressions from there, I return to my tent. And I bring that to them. As if I go out hunting and bringing them the hunt. Right, the results of that hunt. Yes.
Good morning, Rav. I'm from the Haifa group. My name is Emmanuel. I wanted to ask you for a long time, what is this the corrected work in the 10 with my corrupted state?
The more you make an effort to see your ten as a collection of desires, ten desires, which are completely different, corrupted, And you want, by your own correction, to see all of these desires, these 10 desires, as connected. You make that connection. You're like Malchut with respect to the 9 first spheres. You make the connection between them. You want to see them, each of them, operating according to his own nature and character in bestowal towards the others. And if you relate to them in that way, correctly, if you want to identify them as such, you want to describe them, see them as being whole, and they truly are whole. It's only you disqualifying through your own flaws. And by that you see that you were given an opportunity to, with this 10, like a certain device or instrument, to actualize your correction. Now, if you reach a state where you see them as whole, as connected, as bestowing to each other, and you actually see it with all your senses that it is so, it's a sign that you've come to the end of correction. According to how they're connected together, to your perspective, you begin to reveal the power that dwells there amongst them, which is the Creator. You begin to discover the measure of connection between them, which we term the degrees. Asiya, Yetzira, Bria, Tzilut, Adam Kadmon. You begin to discover these degrees, the degrees of connection between them. And it's all with respect to you. And then you see that indeed there is no one else in the world but me. The 10 which I built, I corrected it, and the Creator which fills it, which prepared it for me from above, and I did some work on that 10 from below, and within the 10 we have this embrace, this adhesion, me and the Creator.
Yes, I understand you, Rav. The only problem, well, not the only one, is that each one comes out of such a splendid lesson, and he thinks that Rav wasn't talking about me.
Not to you, but to your friend.
Absolutely. We don't have the feeling of reciprocity. We don't have a feeling of reciprocity. And me, in my incorrect state...
Look, I'll answer. Don't continue. The fact that you don't have that feeling of reciprocity, yes, with the friends, because they don't understand things correctly and they're not working in harmony with you, that is because you are not in such an inner harmony. And anyone who disqualifies others disqualifies through his own flaws. The friends are a copy of you, a projection of you, your own flaws. Your own flaws you see in the friends. And truth be told, they have nothing of their own. It's only all there to present to you your own corruption.
Okay, Rabbi, I understand you. Thank you very much. But all of this is happening once as I'm going through attainment in stages. So in each stage of my development, I need to be in a certain wholeness. And it takes time, short time, long time, I don't know. In the meantime, I have to be in friction, or I shouldn't be, or...
For the time being, you need to agree with the friends that they will help you hold yourself oriented towards the goal always. Me, the group, the Creator, together. That is what we have to maintain, to hold in front of us, in front of you, all the time. And then it won't be difficult.
Last question in summary. I was overseas with friends from my CLI, and they brought up a question that is very important. If and when Rav is speaking, does he only speak to Bnei Baruch or to all the groups in the world, or
wait,
or all the rules that apply to Bnei Baruch apply to the other groups? They asked this question, and
I don't understand the question at all. In front of me now, I see Peter, Kiev, Moscow, New York, Los Angeles, Berlin, Vienna, Almaty, many, many groups. Aren't they Bnei Baruch as well? Am I not speaking to them?
You're talking to everyone. The question is, the frequencies are...
Same frequencies for everyone. There's no difference.
I understand. But I truly feel, because I'm corrupted, that everything that is happening here in this wonderful group in Nebuch, I feel, I don't know what is happening here for you, to you, but in my group, in my ten, the rules exist as a word, but in terms of implementation, they don't exist.
That depends on you alone. You are the corrupted one.
Okay, well, you strengthened me, so thank you.
No, it's good to feel that and to hear that. I'm not telling him this for no reason. Moscow.
Рабаш пишет в этой статье, что каждый должен. Рабаш writes in this article that each one has to annul himself, as he has to annul himself before an individual friend, so he has to annul himself before the entire group. How should that be manifested internally and externally? And is there a difference between annulment to a single friend and annulment towards the entire group?
Well, there's my ten, my main ten. Right? I need to strengthen it. I need to hold on to it. I need to be in it. In a way where this is my life. My spiritual life depends only on this ten and not in any other way. And anything happening in the world and in me, all of that I need to bring to my ten in order to strengthen it. Now I need to gather the whole world into my ten, and I need myself, I need to come out into the ten. And when I try to do that, when I attempt it, I reach a state where, as the Rabash writes, there is nothing but the friends. Really, it's like that. It's not just a nice sentence, beautiful sentiment. There's truly nothing except for them. I discover it in my mind, in all of my senses, that everything is centered there. And all of my all of reality, which seems to me disparate and scattered, so to speak, outside of that, and it's all for me to feel and understand the discernments in it. Denis.
Another question. How should I correctly express to the friends my annulment?
Example.
Example of what?
An example of connection. Support. You show them how much you want to be connected with them. And with all your strength, you try to achieve that connection. But connection for what purpose? So the connection has to be goal-oriented. I want to cause the society, my ten, to be connected in order to discover the upper force there. The ten, when it's properly interconnected, more or less, according to its degree, its level, with all of its strengths and powers, then from this collection of all of its powers, it reaches the image of the Creator. It builds the Creator, as it is written, "You have made me." We, in our corrupted forms, when we rise above the corruption a little bit, by our efforts to do that, we build the Creator. That's what I want to achieve. And I want to show this to the friends. That's the very best favor that anyone can do to his ten. Yes, okay.
Leo.
Good
First of all, I'd like to say, for the benefit of our friends in the world who are not with us, that today very many friends have come here from all over Israel.
Yes, I see. It's a great joy to see everyone here.
Yes, and this joy is felt in the hearts of all of us. Friends have come here all the way from the far north to the far south in this quite difficult weather that we have to make an effort to do what Rabash is writing to us about to annul before the society and cancel, revoke self-love. What I want to ask is, in these circumstances, does really the Kli, people who study specifically in Israel, do they have a special role, something unique within the world Kli?
Yes, you have to understand that you have to provide an example. You are at the center. You are the point around which the groups abroad connect. And even though the far is near, that's how it is in spirituality, anyone who's further away, he's affected by certain forces in nature which put him away, far away from others. But he, specifically, when he skips over that distance, he becomes the most inner, right? He gets the most inner connection. So it's not a problem, it's no shame to be distant, to be far away. It's the other way around, actually. We need to understand that these vessels which are further away are the most useful, most beneficial. As it's written, watch the poor, from them the Torah will come. So the weak, those who are far away, when they begin to come close and to integrate in the general vessel, they are the vessels in which the light of Chokhmah begins to appear. Why were they far away? Because there is a great big will to receive in them, and it's not possible to correct it very quickly. But when we bring them closer, then the revelation of the light of Chokhmah happens through the vessels which are more far away, like through the nations of the world. All right. We have
Kaunas.
We have many people there.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World Kli. I have the following question. I'm trying to find a formula for how to perform an act of bestowal in the group. And in that formula, that's what I heard, love, fear, and faith must be there. And all of this has to be in the beginning of the action simultaneously. All of this has to be there together. Or is it just mechanically that throughout the action, it becomes revealed along the way? How do I act correctly to begin with?
To begin with comes love of friends. We work on the love of friends as much as we can. It says, Rabbi Akiva said, love thy friend as thyself. That's the rule. That's what the Rabash writes in this article as well. When I work on this, I begin to constantly be concerned. Do I have this yet? Don't I? Because love of friends is the first condition through which we achieve connection with the Creator, adhesion with the Creator. So, it follows that from the love of friends, I come to the fear. Fear, meaning, can I connect with them? Can I not? Why yes? Why not? I begin to discover that I am within my ego, which repels everyone, rejects everyone in a way where it's, it doesn't want. I don't want to hear them, don't want to accept them. Also, any who is greater than his friend has a greater inclination still. There are people who are willing to connect immediately, you see, to embrace. They have a connection between them. They understand everything written in the wisdom of Kabbalah. It's so easy for them. Let's connect. Let's do this, that. Those people are very pure. And they advance quickly, but not very deep, not very far. Later, they will have more problems and questions, and then they will add more of the will to receive to them. But in truth, people who need to go far, who have big, great soul, these people receive repulsion to the love of friends. They don't even understand what it is. They don't know what it is. They don't hear. They have a difficulty even in hearing it. They think that they're being played with, like it's some game, right? Like some nice words that the teacher in school told them, or the kindergarten attendant in their kindergarten, right? Be good kids, get along, you know, something like that, and they remember that, and they reject that, and they don't remember, they don't know why they reject it. The rejection comes because of the big will to receive that doesn't want to listen, not to absorb, not to understand, not to agree, even to just hear it. It rejects that. It's as if someone is knocking on my door. I don't open it. I'm not home. Right? It's exactly like that. And years pass, years go by, many, many years. I've seen such people where after 20 years they begin to perhaps accept it to a degree. And it's you mustn't pressure them over much, because they will run away. So let the person sit and to hear somehow, to study the test, the study of the Ten Sefirot, read some articles about nature, Baal HaSulam's articles, all sorts of things, scientific, so to speak. The ten for such a person is like death. Is anything but that. And so gradually, after many, many years, they nevertheless begin to somehow listen. Why? The light works. The reforming light. 20 years have gone by. And they begin on their own to talk about it, to hear, to see that it's this is written, that is written. And it's a wonder to observe, to see such a person who was completely, he couldn't hear, he never went into it, so to speak, and this attests to him having a high soul. And only later he begins to hear. So again, with us, we need to have room, and we need to have a place for each and everyone. All right? I see that there are no more questions. Yes.
Microphone.
Rav, a question about exertion. How in the work can we distinguish between exertion and what we call, you have not called upon me, Jacob?
How in the work you can differentiate between exertion and what do you mean by it's not me you called, Jacob? It's also exertion because you told in Israel.
Yes, sir, but I make efforts, as we learned, that I carry a heavy suitcase. I don't want to come for, you know, no reason.
Increase the importance of your work, elevate the importance of it. You don't need to replace the suitcase. When you carry this suitcase, and really you're trudging along with it, carrying it, on the floor, you can't even lift it up, dragging it, right? If you elevate the importance of the Creator through the importance of the friends, then suddenly you'll feel that you have wings and you're just flying through the air with the suitcase. It all depends on the importance. The importance of the suitcase, of the one who owns the suitcase that you're carrying.
Good morning, Rav. I wanted to talk about the relations in the ten. The worst state is indifference, right? When we have indifference in the ten. I don't know if you remember, but we, the Chadera group, we talked to you and we told you we're going through tough situations. We had kind of yells. We were yelling at each other, fighting. And seemingly we overcame it. And now we feel that we lack it. When we were in that state, we felt life. you feel alive.
It's the same thing in the family sometimes. You need a little friction in order to feel closeness against that, corresponding to that. It's always like that. The wisdom of Kabbalah in general tells us how to build the middle line, and in it, in that middle line, you have the friction, the rejections, and the loves together, all together. And love covers all crimes, so that means you have both the crimes and the love. One doesn't work without the other.
So how we awaken that state without getting into this kind of conflict? How do we awaken this state of life, passion, but without awakening the left line and you know, let's start fighting, beat each other up.
You don't need to come to blows, just advance, and you'll see how between you have corruptions which haven't been corrected yet.
So you're saying that we get these things from the path itself?
Okay, so you take one step forward and you'll see how many rejections, conflicts, confusions you have. You don't need to go backwards where are our previous conflicts. No, they received this sweetening now. Now, mitigation. And from that mitigation, you feel good. So what of this good feeling? Nothing. Only forward. Now, if now you work on the love, you will feel rejection. And then you'll have it again. But we need to try to hold these states together, the right and the left, in the middle line. And then you won't need the fights, you won't need to compromise, you will always have everything together. It's this perfection in which the Creator is revealed. And try it, all of you. Well, it's good that you're getting such discernment. It's good. But it's worthwhile to also... I recommend to... I recommend to show the love connection more and more, to disclose it, even though through that you'll get to states of rejection. But it's good to discover this rejection, this evil inclination, out of your advancement, right? It's a new evil inclination. Whereas when you go back to old things, to previous things, that's the klipa, it's the shell, that's the difference. When you go into a new fight, a new state, that is on the path, it's good. It's the klipa, the shell that protects the kedusha, the holiness. It helps. But if you go backwards, that's the, let's call it the bad shell. Yes, please, we have one philosopher there.
No, attempt to rival, so we're not
going to. If you're going to fight, we'll take away the microphone.
Can I start with a blessing for Rav? Blessed are you, the Lord, our God, who is sharing his wisdom with us.
Amen.
A question about, just for my understanding of what Rav said. First of all, about the work in the group, and about love of friends, that has to reach fear, and then prayer, or faith, and I have a feeling that what is happening out on the outside in the world, it's a physical, something physical, you know. Feeling that like they're killing us, and I want to react to it physically, you know, one thing against the other. And what I learned today is that there is a possibility to bring a group to the understanding of love of friends through the study of things by explaining it.
The correction can come only from the connection in the tents only. Everything else brings you only to the revelation, the discovery of further corruptions which are of no use.
Something physical, the study itself, can bring friends to something that can bring them to love of friends.
It could be, but on the condition that they actually need to reach that love of friends, and that's why they're studying. It's not just the words.
And last thing, the prayer. Could it be that in the group or in a bigger group, it can bring us to the degree where we pray things that we don't have, that we lack?
Prayer is called work in the heart, where a person wants to connect with his friends very much in order to discover the Creator in that connection, in order to give the Creator contentment. And that's what we call prayer.
So what I understand is that there is nothing physical about it, nothing physical that a person can do, some physical act.
No. All of our actions are only our inner efforts to connect together, and so to allow the Creator to be revealed, and by that we give Him contentment. All right. Well, so let's continue to the second stage, right? What do we have there?
The next article is also in the writings of Rabash, what to demand from the love of friends. So, we're going to be reading now from Rabash, what to look for in the assembly of friends, and we're beginning in the middle with all the above. We can understand the matter of the assembly of friends. Okay, so we're beginning with, so we're reading what to look for in the assembly of friends by Rabash, beginning with all the above. We can understand the matter of the assembly of the friends. It's about in the middle of the article.